The Southeastern Wildlife Expo coming up in Charleston, February 14th through the 16th. Here to tell us more is South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, but that's an awful long name. We've got a shorter name for it, don't we,
Commissioner? Yeah, that's why we call it SEWE, S-E-W-E, everyone does. And, this is, about the 43rd or 44th festival that they're having in Charleston. We've been involved with it for, I think, over 10 years now, and we are the center of food and where it happens, and there in Marion Square, at our big tent, the SCDA tent, and it's all about food, whether we're showing you how to cook it with some wildlife and some South Carolina-grown products, or visiting with our folks from the Specialty Foods Group who will be lining the way and the sides in the tent where you can sample or buy products. So it is really become something that elevates the profile of agriculture. People get to where they really look forward to coming in and seeing the cooking demonstrations.
And you're going to be up on stage on Friday. Chef Jamie Huff is going to be there along with Chef Brandon Carter and a 2019 Chef Ambassador, Harleston Towels. I said that right.
Well, now, they got enough chefs on there, so all I'll be doing is directing traffic. They don't want me involved in anything that someone might consume, but Jamie's been helping us before, and Brandon Carter I got to know this past year as a chef ambassador, really pleased at his focus on agriculture. Then Halston is a young man who farms outside of Charleston, I think, graduated from Clemson, maybe with some of my sons, and I've gotten to know him. So it's people like that who are giving their time to come and be a part of this. Of course, we'll have Matt and Ted Lee, who will be our MCs, and they do a good job because they're such a vital part of the food scene around the country, but based here in South Carolina. A highlight of it, they have Blanche coming, and she may be doing a demonstration in the tent, or she may be doing some television work earlier in the week just to highlight what we're doing. So they bring in the entire Weathers family, I guess, to be a part of this.
Well, it does sound like an awful lot of fun. If folks want more information, how do they go about getting that, Commissioner?
Well, again, that's easy enough. It's SEWE.com, SEWE.com. It is a full weekend. We always cross our fingers and pray for good weather, and we usually get it when the people of South Carolina, and especially our farmers, come down and visit. I think they're proud of being a part of this industry and just what we're doing there with the folks at SEWE. So looking forward to it, and hope your listeners will stop in.
It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 14th through the 16th, SEWE, the Southeastern Wildlife Expo in Charleston. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.